The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Back in 2013, when Virginia and a string of other Republican-controlled state legislatures were pushing forward with new voter ID laws, Attorney General Eric Holder likened the laws to poll taxes and promised an NAACP audience the government would protect minorities.
In our efforts to protect voting rights and to prevent voting fraud, we will be vigilant and we will be strong. But let me be clear. Let me be very clear. We will not allow political pretexts to disenfranchise American citizens of their most precious right.
Virginia Democrats worry that's what's happening now. The State Board of Elections reports 198,000 registered voters don't own a driver's license. Robert Dempsey, the executive director of the Democratic Party of Virginia, says many of those are minority and elderly voters. He says that's changing their get-out-the-vote strategy.
We are incorporating that into our phone calls and our direct voter contact programs. It's just one more thing to be considered of. And so we are targeting those voters that we feel might need that extra reminder, a little bit more push now with the ID law.
Other forms of ID are acceptable, including passports and student IDs from Virginia institutions, though Dempsey worries people may not know that.
I am concerned that there is some misinformation out there, also just a perception about what the law indicates. So we are concerned that that might actually keep some people away.
This will be the first election with a new law in place. Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. He says it's a welcome change.
There is a serious problem with voter fraud across our country. Just recently, it was discovered that over 160 people had voted both in Maryland and Virginia in the last election, voted in both states.
Goodlatte maintains the law will help instill public trust in the system.
This will be a great thing for building the public's trust in our election laws, which are really vitally important. Voting is one of the most important things one can do to protect our representative democracy.
Voters who don't have a proper ID on Election Day can fill out a provisional ballot. The state is also issuing free voter IDs to people who can prove their eligibility to their local registrar. That's why Garen Shipley, communications director for the Republican Party of Virginia, says Democrats are making much ado about nothing.
The burden here is so minimal in exchange for the certainty that comes with knowing that the person who shows up at the poll are who they say they are. There are instances of voter fraud out there, and each one of those is a serious crime. Every vote that's cast fraudulently disenfranchises somebody whose vote was cast legally.
Still, Dempsey of the Democratic Party says any additional barrier to voting is antithetical to the constitutional guarantee of the right to vote.
This law is very unnecessary and it's very unfortunate. It just presents one more hurdle for folks to vote. What we are about, what we're advocating, is accessibility to the polls. We don't feel that this does anything to make voting that much easier of a process.
The election is now less than a month away, and while candidates are crisscrossing the state making their pitches to voters, their campaign staffs are making another appeal. Make sure you have the right form of ID in hand before heading to a voting booth on November 4th. I'm Matt Laszlo.